Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark. How are you doing?
Fine. How you doing, Mike?
Good, thanks. We've got an interesting topic we're going to talk about today. Acupuncture. I don't remember talking about it recently. Acupuncture, the word itself, is derived from the Latin word arcus, which means needle, and punctura, which means penetration. And as we all know, the actual art of acupuncture started in China probably close to 2,000 years ago and is one of the oldest medical procedures in the world, perhaps second only to putting a dressing on a wound or something. It's got a long list of styles and techniques. Lots of Asian cultures have put their stamp on acupuncture, including the Japanese and the Vietnamese and the Koreans and the French even. It refers to a family of procedures used to stimulate anatomical points. Aside from needles, acupuncturists are trained to incorporate lots of other techniques that may include pressure and stimulation and magnets and even lasers and heat and ultrasound. I suspect the lasers don't date back to the same 2,000-year-old period. The importance of acupuncture in medical therapy began about the time of Confucius and Taoism. What's interesting, though, is in the United States, while there were reports of acupuncture being used in the 18th century, and William Osler wrote about it in his Principles and Practice of Medicine, what's interesting, it was a New York Times reporter, a fellow named James Reston, who listeners may know, who went to China and early on in sort of the Nixon era, had some medical problems and wrote about his experiences with acupuncture and post-operative pain relief, and it really took off from there. Estimates are that just under 10 million U.S. adults have used acupuncture. Furthermore, about 2 million people a year use that technique. The five most commonly treated reasons that somebody in America goes to an acupuncturist include back pain, neck pain, headache, chest colds, and last but not least, joint pain. Now, joint pain brings us to our topic today, which is shoulder pain. Before, just one more little trivia about acupuncture is that acupuncture uses these three concepts, and I'm no expert in any of these, but one of them is this concept of qi, which is this sort of vital energy, and it's felt to permeate all things, and it can be described as stagnant, depleted, collapsed, or rebellious. The second sort of concept is this yin and yang that we know about. The opposites are used to describe all things in nature. And the last is this concept of five elements, which along with yin and yang form the basis of medical therapy. And the five elements are wood, water, earth, and metal. Now, that's probably more than you ever wanted to know about acupuncture.
Yes, it is.
Okay. But, you know, I'm trying to put this in context.
It's interesting. I mean, I never knew Reston was the one that started that. That's interesting.
Yeah. Anyways, the article that we're going to talk about today, as I mentioned, deals with chronic shoulder pain. It was published in the journal Pain, and it asks the clinical question, is acupuncture effective in decreasing pain in patients with chronic shoulder pain? Mark, what did they find out?
Yeah, you didn't mention Germans as being one of the groups that has pioneered. You know, I'm just trying to picture this, you know. If you have 12 needles, hold still while I approach you with some.
Right.
Just having German, everybody in my family essentially except me is from Germany. So I do at least a decent German accent, and I come by it honestly. But anyway, yeah, this was really interesting. And not only Germans, but German orthopedists. So they enrolled 420 patients with chronic unilateral shoulder pain. And they all had pain for at least 6 weeks and no more than 2 years. And they all had a pain score between 50 and 100, between at least 50 on a 100-millimeter scale, and the average score was 66, so moderately severe shoulder pain. And then they randomized them to one of three things. So one group got acupuncture, 15 treatments, 1 to 3 times a week, using between 5 and 10 needle points, depending on the location of the pain, and using the real meridians and the real acupuncture points that are recommended. Another group got randomized to sham acupuncture, which was done in the same frequency and all, but they just picked sort of random points, you know, the lobe of your ear, the tip of your tongue, or I don't know where they were acupuncturing. And then hopefully they wasn't tip of the tongue. The third group got conservative therapy, which is what most of us would probably recommend for shoulder pain, and exercise, physical therapy, diclofenac, 50 milligrams a day, those kind of things, so traditional care. And the main outcome was who got at least a 50% decrease in their pain score 3 months after the end of treatment. So not only right at the end of treatment, but 3 months later. So they were really looking at, did this persist? And what they found was that primary outcome was achieved in two-thirds of the acupuncture group, one-quarter of the sham acupuncture group, and about one-third of the conservative treatment group. So two-thirds in the acupuncture, a quarter in the sham acupuncture, and a third in the conservative therapy. It was statistically significant difference. They looked at both intention to treat and per protocol analysis, and that's relevant because the intention to treat just looks at everyone, regardless of whether they managed to finish the study. The per protocol only looked at those that actually finished the study, and there were a lot more dropouts, about 20% in the acupuncture and conservative therapy groups, 45% in the sham acupuncture group. So apparently it was not a very convincing sham, apparently. But this was a well-designed study. There are a lot of acupuncture studies that compare people to nothing or compare them to, an educational intervention. And this one actually did sham acupuncture with needles and also compared it to sort of standard medical therapy. So it was a pretty impressively designed study.
Mark, why given your accolades for the design, and mm-hmm. given that they had a good number of patients, 424, why do you think they didn't place it in a more prestigious journal?
Good point. I don't know. I mean, I think there is probably a bias against studies of acupuncture in general, particularly, as I said, there have been many bad ones or inadequately controlled studies. I don't know. I mean, the really big-time journals like New England Journal, JAMA, they are often focusing on, sort of gene therapies and really sort of cutting-edge therapies. This may be seen as old hat. And there have been other studies that have demonstrated a benefit of acupuncture for shoulder pain, for other joint pains. That's not that novel. I think what's novel is the size of the study and the rigor of the design. But it's not, if you look at the other literature, they may have not seen it as being terribly novel. But that's, only a guess. Anyway, I thought it was good stuff. So the, 15 acupuncture sessions over a period of about 6-7 weeks, and the benefit lasted for at least 3 months, and most patients experienced benefit, which seems like a good thing.
We've talked about this in the past, but it's an uncanny number that when we talk about pain studies, whether we're talking about pain medication or acupuncture, it always is about 25% that respond to placebo. And it just reminds us that, again, these guys aren't faking it. They all had real shoulder pain. But, doing something is a very powerful therapeutic intervention.
And I think we have to remember there's also, what we call the placebo effect, maybe other effects going on. So there's this thing called regression to the mean, which if you think about baseball players, and I took the top 10 batting averages for 1 year, and I looked the next year, none of those 10 players were in the top 10 the next year. So it's the same thing with pain. If you get into a study because your pain exceeds a certain threshold on a particular day, pain tends to come and go. These things that even chronic conditions, it does tend to come and go. Your shoulder hurts more, your shoulder is less. I've got a bad left knee. It really bugged me 3 days ago. It feels fine today. So if I happen to have gotten into a study 3 days ago, then I would look like one of those people that improved due to placebo because it feels much better today. So that kind of regression to the mean may be at play as well, and we may call that placebo effect, or there may be a separate, neurochemical basis for a placebo effect in addition to that.
Thanks. Good study. I will talk with you again next week.
Yeah, talk to you then.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.